Hello and welcome to Green Mint. I'm Lakshmi Kathanath.
I'm Dr. Hamad Al-Sinawi.
Today our topic is competition from high schools to career place, workplace.
Yes.
Could you tell us, Dr. Hamad, how seriously can it be damaging?
Very seriously, to cut it short. So this sense of competition, sometimes it can be useful way of motivating a person to achieve their goals to a certain degree. Mm-hmm. So in a sense that you feel motivated, you score the first, you get that distinguished trophy or a special certificate or a gift. So it's a sense of acknowledging your efforts and recognizing your contribution. But when it's overdone, it can be counterproductive in a sense, because some people overdo it, they overstress about getting that position and nothing else matters. Mm-hmm. And this is when it becomes detrimental to your mental health.
So it is not only for that one person, but it could be for a whole lot of other people who are also affected by it.
Exactly, because especially, you know, Arabic communities, we live in societies, we live in family, and sometimes if a person is experiencing negative mental health, the whole family would feel it, would sense it, and sometimes they can be victims of the impact. For example, certain mental health problems might be related to the person resorting to drinking, for example, or using drugs as a way of escaping the negative state. There is a term called self-medication, where the person thinks he can escape that painful emotion by using drugs because it numbs his feelings. Okay. But at the same time, the long-term impact is affecting the whole family.
And what would you do to actually advise people on that? If somebody is going through, let's differentiate, yeah. Let's go to the schools,
yes,
where achievement is big deal and it means everything to them.
Exactly, and you could see sometimes there's a joke about certain society or certain ethnic groups being too much pressure to be doctors or engineers or lawyers,
yes,
and to the point that the child does not exist outside this mindset.
Yes.
For if the concept of what is a good enough son, what is a good enough daughter. So this is a very important concept in psychology, where the child feels that he will be letting his parents down if he's not scoring the grade they expect out of him. So it becomes like a mission for him. His life revolves, or her life revolves around it, and it can be very defeating sometimes, because of a time of competition does not become me to do good, but it's always outstanding other people. Like, it becomes more of a battle rather than a journey that we could enjoy or each part.
So it's a group thing, because first of all, the parents,
yes,
have said that probably they went through that during their,
yes,
childhood,
yes,
and they're having the same expectations from their child. Meanwhile, the society has changed, human,
yeah,
psychology evolved, also has,
yes,
evolved.
Yeah.
So especially when they talk about millennials, they say they want to take it easy, the,
yes,
life easy.
Yes. This is where I would like to propose parenting classes,
mm-hmm,
where, you know, because what happens now, most people do the parenting by default.
Yes.
We kind of use the method that our parents use when they brought us up. We always feel that we know best for. There is this concept that you don't actually own your children. They are, you know, they have their human beings, they have the right, although we have to be very careful here from to what degree should we let the person decide, mm-hmm, because to me, I think since they are living with you and you bear the consequences, you have to have a say on,
yes,
their upbringing. And it's about getting that balance right, because if you don't bring them up actively, in a sense getting actively involved, then they will be brought up by strangers, mm-hmm, simply like things they see in social media, like trends,
mm-hmm,
something they learn from their peers. So as human beings, we like to have that sense of belonging. So we tend to mimic behavior of people around us. If it's not our parent, then it's our, for example, colleagues, our schoolmates, our friends. And this is why in some communities, you find out people who come out of broken family, they have more kind of behavioral problems, because there isn't that sense of discipline, there isn't that sense of a role model.
Right.
So it's quite complicated. That's why we have to, when we bring back the concept of competition, we have to be very careful about, are we trying to use this child of ours to fulfill our dreams?
Right.
Because that's sometimes you come across children saying, actually, I never wanted to become a doctor or a pilot. My father wanted to do this, he couldn't do it, so he's living his dream through me. The fact that we need to remind our children that it's fine, they are good enough the way they are. We have their happiness and goodwill in our hearts, but at the end of the day, it's their lives.
So the children, especially when they hit that teens,
yes,
have a conflict within the family,
exactly,
of being who they want to,
yes,
be and what their parents
self-identity.
Want.
Self-identity. So
yes,
this is where I want to do things. But at the same time, we have to be there at the background to nurture them and give them that guidance. Yeah.
But at the same time, they face competition within the school surroundings.
And at the workplace, because it's actually never ending. If you speak to an average person who's working, it's always about what is next. So it's interesting that when somebody gets a promotion, we say congratulations, we remind them of the next level. So,
right.
Okay.
So in terms of handling the stress,
yes,
one would be, for example, to accept what is going on?
Accepting is one thing, and understanding, and probably going back to this concept of, I know it's a cliche, enjoying every part of the journey, because if you are focused at the end, you miss out in the little details.
Right.
And if you are, I mean, some of us think that it's the big office that will bring us happiness, it's the big check at the end of the month, but actually it's not always that straightforward.
Mm.
So having feeling that sense of fulfillment, you have a value in your life, you are doing what you enjoy regardless of the actual outcome, because whatever glory is there, it will be temporary. We are all going to be retiring at a certain point, so
right,
yeah,
but at the same time it's a survival.
It is a survival, and I think people need to be careful about, we are not promoting being laid back. But
yes,
you do your best, but don't take it too seriously, because some people kind of link their happiness with the outcome of the competition. If I am not number one, then I am nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that especially with the concept of social media and influencers, mm-hmm, some of them get into, they would do anything to stay in the limelight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they will do silly things, unacceptable things, because they just can't afford being down of the number one.
Oh, number of likes,
exactly,
and views,
yeah,
on
and
top.
Shares, yes.
So you're basically saying competition does lead to stress.
Yes.
And whether it is sports or you've touched
study,
upon it.
Study, a job.
Yes,
yeah, yeah.
Studies or job performance. And when do we know we're being harmed, actually? Are there any symptoms a person would know to detect?
So things like you would feel you're not actually enjoying what you're doing, so you'll have that moment of, this doesn't have that buzz anymore. You would feel that you are losing sleep, for example, and the fact that you get to the point of wanting to give up, and that's a very serious concept where nothing matters to you anymore.
Right.
And most of the time those feelings get there gradually, so it's about noticing them at an early stage. Pausing and reflecting and asking yourself, am I doing what it takes, but is it all worth it?
And would you say to get the right balance would be the right thing to distract yourself?
Definitely. So do your work probably properly, do your best, but don't overindulge in self-blame and self-loathing. And, you know, we all have our ups and downs. Competition can be a good booster to your motivation, but if it's done too much, it can be harmful.
And that's helpful for the whole family.
Exactly.
Even the society. So thank you so much, Doctor, for joining us on this very special edition, because it's meant for all, as you said, it continues.
Exactly.
From childhood to adulthood, even to retirement.
Yes.
And even during retirement, some people might feel guilty that they could have done better.
Exactly, it's never ending.
It's never ending. But it's not worth it, so just enjoy.
Exactly.
Life. Thank you, and we'll be back next week with yet another episode. Thank you for joining us. I'm Lakshmi Karthanath.
I'm Dr. Hamad Sinha. Thank you.
Thank you.